views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Boy, oh my gosh, do you feel it? Do you feel it? Do you feel it? Do you feel it? Things are changing. Things are getting mixed up. Things are moving on. Things are opening up as long as you're not holding on to your resistance. And then you might be going through a lot of confusion and kerflumptedness. We don't want any kerflumptedness. We want easy, effortless flow in our lives, right? So if you want to be happier, if you want to live an easier life, if you want the world that you want to live in, you've found the right show today, because we're going to go into all of that. As you know, our next big webinar comes up Tuesday from 7 to 9. So far, the things that the channel has brought in is that violence is really about power. Misunderstanding it, misuse of it, it has become force and not power. True power through divine love is actually rather quiet and very strong. Force looks like war kind of power. So when I speak about power, use the word power, I'm talking about that quiet, consistent, always conscious force that is creating in the world. Nature is probably the biggest representation of quiet power that just consistently and consciously, yes, consciously, creates itself through infinity since all time. So we want to get clear that what we're talking about now, today, because it'll be a lot around the show today, and Tuesday, is really understanding power and what we have to do with it. The lack of trust and love for all energy, which you know is one of the four cornerstones that we've created. If we're falling out of lack of trust and love for all energy, we are going to fall out of our own power. We are going to feel like we have to go into force and, you know, create what we want. Then they took us to the feelings of superiority. Anytime we feel superior to any other energy, we separate ourselves from it and we go into judgment. That relinquishes or diminishes our power. For example, do you think that your energy is superior to the energy of those people participating in ISIS? Do you think your energy is superior and therefore separate and open to judgment about abortion or non-abortion, whichever is your opposite side, to the homeless, to the drug addict, right? When we separate our energy from the purity of what that energy is, because in reality, energy is just energy, and what we do with it then through our direction creates what happens with the energy. But the energy itself is all equal. Then they wanted to remind us that any time that we are violating or misunderstanding the power in ourselves, we're literally violating ourselves. For example, and I tested this, I had some trusted colleagues test this, and If you test this, you should get a yes on it. For example, if you're judging yourself around your weight, that is a violation of your love towards yourself, and that absolutely puts back into the collective consciousness the vibration of violence and judgment. If you, we've already talked about judgment of other people. If you're judging other religions or non-religions, if you're judging the politics, all of those things are a violation against yourself, which adds back into violence. That's a lot to swallow. I get it. What they're saying is the truth. We keep getting so many mixed messages. My e-blast tomorrow, I was looking up quotes on about expectation, and by the time I finished, I thought, wow, doesn't this sum up the entirety of our work? I'm not kidding. I would read one quote that said, don't expect anything or you'll never be happy. And then the next quote said, you have to expect miracles in order to create them. Well, okay, then if we're holding both of those things, because we have been taught both of those things, then we're pretty confused about whether it's okay to expect anything, right? So anything that takes us out of our happiness, our judgment about our weight, our judgment about our beloved other, creating the same not helpful relationships in our life, anything that takes us out of happiness, which usurps our power, adds to the violence and unrest in the world. So here's the belief that they want us to balance today. The way things look is how they are, or the way things look is how and who I am. It came out so clearly on Jennifer McLean's show that I had the pleasure of doing this last week, which was, you have to look away from the reality of what you think is and get busy creating what you want and make that your reality. So we're coming forward to balance the energy around the way things look or how they are. We're invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. Love balances everything. The way things look, we understand now, is an illusion to what our belief system has been. And we are now consciously creating the love, the freedom, the joy, the health, the money flow, the success that we want. We see it. We expect it. We create it consciously. We take action on it. And so it is. The other thing they really wanted everybody to know is energy is simply wanting to know that it's equal to all other energy so that it can work and live harmoniously with all energy. Let me read that again. The whole purpose of energy and the desire, the intention of all energy is to want and to experience that it is equal with all other energy and lives harmoniously and creates with all other energy. How beautiful is that? So we're claiming that for ourselves, the collective consciousness, for all energy existing in this universe and beyond. Okay. Again, if you have a question for the channel, please press 1. Now I want to remind you that Creation Station, which is the first complete training of this work, is taking place June 5th, 6th, and 7th. Creation Station 2 is the advanced weekend, which is August 7th, 8th, and 9th. You must have completed number 1 either here in person or online. It's offered online. And those of you that live around the Detroit area, come and see me next week at Motor City Nightmares. I'll be there signing autographs and schmoozing and having a lot of fun with my buddies that I go back every year back to Detroit. All right. Well, now I thought I could go to the calls. What am I supposed to do? Sheets, book, song, movie. Okay. They would like to remind you to start this show with an open heart. So everybody open your heart right now, and we are absolutely claiming that we receive, and claiming is demanding, that we are delivered the highest information with the highest knowledge and the highest understanding of that. Anything that's hiding out must be delivered to us today. And so it is. Now I can go to the calls, and we're starting with Miss Jessica in New Jersey. Hi, sweetheart.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hi.
What can we help you with?
I'm supposed to be moving in the next 2 weeks or so, 2.5, 3 weeks. There's a lot of things that I need to take care of as far as finding a place, getting enough money for the place, selling my car. And I don't even feel like looking at places anymore. I just feel like focusing on making money with my career. So for whatever reason, this is feeling like this is wrong, that I should be running around looking for places. Otherwise, it's not going to happen. There's a little bit of anxiety.
Okay, so your question is, should you do it or not?
Yeah, I really want to make it happen. I need a miracle also, the university working with me.
Okay, so you need to take me off speakerphone, Jessica, because we can hear it online. Can you get on the
receiver? Oh, I'm not on speaker. I don't know. I guess it's a bad connection.
Oh.
I can
All
lower
right.
my volume, maybe.
Yeah, lower your volume so that I don't have to hear myself talk back to you. There we go. Okay, so there's a few points of creation that you are out of understanding of. Basically, Jessica, you are the miracle. So the more you direct yourself to find answers to all this, the faster you do and the faster you create. The second principle you have to understand is, as you believe, it's delivered unto you. That means if you believe it's pointless, you're going to create a lot of confusion and hold up in this journey for yourself. If you believe it's the right thing to do and it's easy and effortless, you will create that. I know that sounds like a fairy tale, but that's exactly what we addressed in the first part of the show about looking away from reality.
I think my mind is having, I've been working towards it. My mind is having, I'm having some trouble trying to figure out the how, because I need to sell the car in order to get the apartment. And
okay.
the apartments
All right. so,
in the city are, you need to show a certain amount of income.
Okay, so hold on, hold on.
Mm-hmm.
All of those things.
All of those things.
Can you lower your volume, baby? It's really disconcerting
okay.
to hear this on the.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, all of those things are excuses not to move forward. When I say that you have absolutely decided and committed to do this, I get a no. You keep going, well, if I get an apartment and if I can sell the car and if all these things fall into place, then I'll know I'm supposed to do this. But it works the other way around. You've got to commit to what you want, and then the things will fall in place. So if you have to postpone this for a little while that commitment takes place and the energy turns around, then postpone it. But you have got to sit down and go, okay, Jessica, am I committed to absolutely doing this? Yes, I am. Now I'm going to go out and create what I need to create. That's really everything they're giving me, and I'm going to move on because it's really kind of hard with all this echo that's going on, baby. Try and call in next week, will you, and let me know what movement you've had. The first thing you have to do, though, is sit down and go, am I really all on board with doing this?
And then I really am all on board. I'm just
now. I get a no on that. I get a no on that. I know we always think we are. We always think we are, but there's a part of you, and it has to do with your mother when you were little, and putting the fear in you about stepping out on your own. And they're showing me a schoolroom with a lot of little kids. So it has something to do with you stepping out into the world, stepping into this new adventure, because that's what kindergarten and our beginning of school always represents, right?
Yeah.
So deal a little while with that and see what you get to, and call me back next week. All right, baby?
Okay. Thank
All right.
you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, Jay in Canada, what's up?
Hey, Dee, how's it going?
Oh, it's good. I'm so happy we don't have an echo. I thought, wow, are we going to have this the whole show? But it must have been her. I'm good. What can we do for you, baby?
Hey, my question is that I'm actually watching a movie here, and it's kind of moved me regarding life in general. I'm thinking about that all the time right now. I'm going like, do I take some chances now, or, you know, involve my soul, or do I stick around and, you know, see if I can, be like the common thread of other people? I don't know.
I'm not sure what you mean. Are you talking about checking out?
No, not checking out. I'm just like, okay, well, do I, you know, do those, keep doing the work, or just stay in one spot, basically, of evolving?
Well, the first answer that comes in is wherever you go, there you are, and you're going to evolve and affect the collective consciousness no matter where you are. So that's why they want everybody to address this stuff on violence and judgment and separation, because that's we're all adding to the continuing focus, which appears to make it look like there's a lot more of it in the world. So to answer your question, you can go be Gandhi, and you can be the grandmother on the street that bakes cookies. Both are doing their work in equally powerful ways. So my question to you is, what rocks your boat more? And this is exactly what's happening with everybody, Jay, by the way. I have been very aware in the last week that all my healing work is about to change exponentially. Not necessarily the core of it, because we have the core of the truths already, but how it expresses in the world, how I take it out all of a sudden because of my little toy bear, all kinds of focus on children and children's songs and writing children's books has surfaced, which is taking me, you see, I'm doing the same work I do, but I'm doing it in kind of different venues and different expressions. And that's exactly what you're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah, because that's the same thing I'm going through. It's like getting signs of, you know, writing books and stuff like that. All
you
like out of the blue.
You got to go with it, Jay. Absolutely. You've got to go with it if it makes you happy. And when I was sitting down, the book wrote itself. When I was sitting down yesterday and I thought, well, I'm going to see if I can write a song, right? Now, I'm a poet. I've written a lot of poetry. But I didn't quite know where to start. And so I do like I do with the e-blast. I sat down and went, okay, what do I need to do? And they took me to the song, and it was maniac, maniac on the floor. Well, to me, that's pure joy, because I love to dance, and I love to dance to that song. And I went, oh, I got it. You see, quickly I moved out of, oh, my God, how much fun is this going to be, to how do I write a song? And how do I write a kid's song?
Yeah.
And what should it be, right? And once I just sat down and got into the joy and the love of being that little kid, the song wrote itself. So that is the biggest message to you is, yes, absolutely, you are being called to write. And do you write plays and stuff? Are you?
No. Oh, I'm just writing a children's drumming book right now. I'm just thinking about that. But something like, I'll be driving down the street and this, a vision of something would come into mind of a part in a movie that I wrote in a book. It's just weird. Now,
well, it's not weird, honey. No, guys, that's not weird. That's you opening up to get the messages from the universe, just like, you know, the polio vaccine came in. Don't you understand all of those amazing ideas are just hanging out waiting for somebody to ask for them? So, yes, go. Just remember these words. Always have fun. Always have fun doing it. Don't add the angst or the mental masturbation that some of us bring in, right? Yeah, yeah, you identified with that one. Okay.
Yeah.
There's nothing else, but they're saying, yes, absolutely, you're getting these things because that's the way it's supposed to happen, Jay. You see, we've called it, voices talking to us and miracles happening. It's supposed to happen that way, guys. You're the miracle. You ask and you receive. Got it?
Got it.
Okay, go get them. Maybe we'll collaborate sometime.
Yes.
All right, honey. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to Coral in Washington. Hi, honey. How are you? Miss Coral, are
Hi,
you there?
Hi,
sweetheart.
Yeah, I'm in Green Bay.
Oh, well, it says Wisconsin.
That's okay.
Yeah. All right. What's up?
Okay, so part of my call today is to celebrate the fact that when I had my reading with you earlier this year, we had worked on vision and being ready, willing, and able to see what I needed to see. And just a testimony, all of a sudden, that whole thing shifted. And my entire life I have had challenges with vision. Well, all of a sudden I went in for an eye exam, and I ended up going in for two different surgeries. And now, this week was the very first week I have ever been able to see out of my one eye is done, clearly without any glasses, and it's an absolute miracle to me.
Oh, beautiful,
and
honey. Good for you.
The other one's going to be done, and I have all confidence that it's going to be done. My question is, because all of a sudden as this is going on, I do have some stuff about my teeth that are coming up, and I know that a while back we had worked on well-being, and you said there was a weird definition with well-being. And I just want to make sure that I'm in alignment with everything in my body, not just certain parts, but my entire being balanced with health.
Well, I get that that's the right question. There's two things coming in. The first thing they showed me was you gritting your teeth. So to me, is that the highest understanding? Yes. Know that all of this is just an easy flow. You don't have to put your nose to the grindstone.
Okay.
Okay. Hold on. Can you please bring the second one back to me? First thing they showed me was you gritting your teeth. Oh, okay. Give me a movie, please.
Pollyanna.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of a message and it's kind of an affirmation. The more Pollyanna that you can be about all this, the more the energy of health flows. You have everything in alignment. You just think you have to kind of put your nose to the grindstone and grit your teeth to keep it there. I'm going to do this. You know, I've created a miracle, and by God, I'm going to create another one, right?
Okay,
and
yeah, yeah.
It's sort of like, you know, when we hit the slot machines in Vegas, we're determined to go back and hit those darn slot machines and win again, right? Which is the energy that usually puts that away from us because we're going out of the pure joy and fun. So kind of like Jay's message, can you get back into the joy and the fun of just allowing all this to transpire? Do you sleep? I know this is weird. I'm not a doctor. Do you sleep with a mouth guard?
No.
Okay, well, you might check into that, they're saying. Because some of the tooth problems are coming from the pressure that you experience at night. Does that make any sense to you?
Okay, well, yes, because with this eye surgery, okay, not to get real technical on it, but basically what they did is they put an air bubble in my eye to flatten out the retina to go back.
Uh-huh.
And during that process, what I had to do was lay face down for literally almost a week.
Uh-huh.
And I was sleeping on a massage table, and what I was noticing is that head cradle, it was pushing into my jaw, and it created a lot of pain.
Yep.
But I was doing it anyway because I, like you were saying, like going through the hard stuff, I just persevered through it, like I'm creating this, and I whatever it needs to take to do this.
Okay, I'm not a doctor, but I want you to check with your doctor to see if you can go to a good osteopath and have your jaws and everything realigned.
Osteopath, okay.
Yeah, not a chiropractor, but an osteopath. Realigned, they don't like the word realigned. Okay, like I said, I'm not a doctor. Adjusted would be a word that they would use more than realigned. So perhaps this problem, this out of alignment was in place before you slept face down on a massage table for a week, which I can't even actually imagine, but we do amazing things when we have to, don't we?
We do amazing
things. And this has just exacerbated it.
Okay.
But you want to check with your eye doctor to make sure that, and you guys know that oftentimes, although an osteopath is a licensed doctor, he is a physician that's taught to work on bones, muscles, organs, they can, from the outside, manipulate a lot of things. The osteopath that I've worked with have saved me, my mother, and several people in my family from great pain. And so I'm a great believer in osteopaths, but again, I am not a doctor. You want to do your due diligence because we don't want to do anything, you know, to challenge the work around the eye, you know, that your other
right.
doctor's done. So get all your cards in a table or in alignment. But hold on. When I say I'm understanding this in the highest way, well, I'm demanding the highest way. So we're going to the sheets now. First sheet, 1 through 5. Am I stopping at 3? Are we claiming this around it? Okay. So, again, and this goes back to my beautiful first caller, whom I hope is still on. We're all going to come together and claim here. Just think about what you want, guys, and that you're the creation of it. Get very clear. So you want eyes that see clearly and a mouth that is all in alignment and peaceful and feeling great. That's hers. Everybody get clear about what you want. Oh, hold on. I'm going to do it with you. Around all that we claim, I am the frequency of the balance of choice and creation in the radiation of my light. And I am the electrical charge of the electromagnetic hole within the whole. Go to your love place, everybody. I am the charge that creates. And around this we claim the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. With an open heart we claim, I am divine love. And so it is. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for bringing that in for all of us.
Awesome.
Or anything
Thank
else
you.
To do. Yeah, keep me posted, will you? Coral, there might be something in the body book, but I can't do it on the show. So email me and I'll see if I'm going to teeth or I think we're going more to jaws, quite frankly. So if you email me, I will check the body book for you. Okay, honey?
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Good luck. Good creating, I should say. All right, Patty in Santa Monica. What's up, baby cakes?
Hi. It's been interesting the other calls because I have been envisioning ease and flow regarding finances, and the mortgage company is just playing games with me. I've been doing this for 4 months, and they're still asking me for more
okay.
documents and, acting like they're not receiving stuff.
Okay. Let's get to what is out of alignment within you, because if we walk our talk, guys, and most of you on this show do, which is why your lives are changing, there's something out of alignment with you. Okay. It's not about ease and flow. It's about, pardon my French, but these are the actual words they're giving me, jerking yourself around. And we're going to a core belief. See, we know that if we're getting jerked around in the world, it's a mirror to something, some pony we get to bring into alignment within ourselves, right?
Right.
So we're going to this sheet here. Okay. It's, I don't think I have enough energy to do this. They don't like the word energy. So if you fall into your own knowing, Patty, what don't you think you have enough of? Oh, my God, that's the highest word. Oh, Lord of mercy. Okay, so I don't think I have enough luck to do this.
Wow.
So, again, you make your own luck, guys. You create the apartment. You create the car getting sold. You create the health, right? Luck doesn't have anything to do with it. And so, well, Patty, when I say you have actually commanded and directed that this loan be approved and come through in an easy and effortless way, has she done that? No. You keep going, why don't you? Why do you need something else? Why don't you just give me this loan? Why isn't it approved? Is that true?
Well, because I keep giving them papers and they keep saying that they haven't received it. And
them. But they're saying that because you haven't clearly demanded that this be delivered to you and then ask all energy to come in and create it with you. Is that true or do you think you have?
I think I have.
Okay. So if you think you have, and everybody listen up because this is one thing you have to get clear of if you're going to walk this talk. And walking this talk is the only way you're going to get the creation you want. Sheets, book, song, give me a movie.
Poltergeist is coming up.
Okay. All right, the very, very first thing I heard was, they're back. Okay? All the energies that I don't trust, all the people, you know, the victim people that have created victimness for me before. And again, back to the words they gave us in the beginning of this show, you have to look away from reality because your reality has been created by your false belief systems of previous years and previous lifetimes. You have to look away from that and claim what you want, believe in yourself so much and your creative power, believe in the truth of that, that the past doesn't make any difference. All those people, and this is the next to the last vestiges that you have to get on top of, Patty, around this very prevalent belief system that kind of the world was out to get you. That
okay.
you've worked so hard on releasing.
Okay.
Okay. So when I say you love the bank and you love the process and you love those bankers, it goes right to know. So you know what you've got to do. You got to turn that around.
Okay.
And send them a lot of love and go, I absolutely demand that I know that all energy in the universe comes through and delivers for me, supports me in an easy and effortless way, including my body, as far as the cancer challenge goes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You see, it's a great challenge for great souls to go to look at a color black that we've been taught all our lives is the color black and go, no, 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 that's white. And that's white because I'm saying it's white. But it's kind of, well, they're correcting me in mid-sentence. That's exactly what we're being asked to do right now, is go, no, it's not black. It's white and it's beautiful and it's crystalline and it's love and it's happy and it's fun. Anything that's been black before, we shift into that new reality that we so desire. Do you understand, sweetheart?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was really the core of the beginning of the gift that the cancer is bringing forward for you, is to let all of that go and redefine. I am the God of Patty that sees the world as crystalline and beautiful and white and always on my side. And so it is. This little song that I wrote, well, that they wrote, we wrote together, there's a line in it, and when I listened back to it, I thought, my God, what a brilliant lyric. Is something about, I don't have the words out of me, and I just wrote it, but it's something about the world is a happier place for me to be when I love being me. So I leave you with that. Good luck, baby.
Thank you. Love you.
Yeah, I love you, too. All right, Miss Anne, whose house burned down a little while ago. How are you doing, baby?
I am doing great, Dee. This is a really happy day. I'm unpacking all the boxes of my clothes that came back and celebrating all the things that they saved.
Oh, beautiful, sweetheart. And what a great perspective.
Yeah, I'm really getting all of it on a whole different level. I mean, I go through some things of grief, of course, because I've lost a lot. But, I walk through the house and I just am grateful for everything. And even the sad moods and the grief, because I'm feeling them.
Yeah, you're feeling them and you're acknowledging them, and then you're able to turn around and see the blessings.
Yes, and what you're saying about that, the insurance company, I have got fabulous insurance, and the agent was called to Denver for a week, and there's been a lot of delays, and then when I call her, she would be very formal, and I told the other day, she called, and I said, I lost the Liz I had, the Liz that was there, and she says, Liz is back, I'm coming out, I might give you personal time on Saturday, but for sure I'll be out there on Monday just to come to where you are and meet with you and go over all your questions. That's, it's just like how I shifted that was so wonderful rather than get upset that she wasn't there.
Yep. You got it, Anne, and you got it in a way that was very difficult for you to get it when everything was going so well.
I almost had to have that, Dee, because I couldn't do it before. You know how I've struggled with these little problems for so long.
Yes.
I needed a big one because I'm a big person.
Well, and it really let you see that Anne was making a lot of mountains out of molehills,
before. I didn't have anything to create. Now I've got a lot of creating. I'm creating an abundance. I mean, I'm creating a new home that's being paid for and all my stuff, and the things I really wanted were my clothes. I'm not a shopper and I didn't want to go out and buy new clothes. And, I'm going to that Beautiful for Life in San Diego mid-May, and I thought I'd have to go buy all new things for it. Well, I've got the little things I really want.
That's. I hope everybody's listening to this call because it's the answer to everybody who is on the call or is coming up on the call. She has the answer, And again, the answer is the more you love you and the happier you are, the happier this world is for you to live in. And you're the creation of that. So keep looking at where's the fun, where's the joy, and where can I make more of it? You know? And also, they want to remind everybody that really all you have to do to bring yourself back to this balanced place of creation is to sit down and create. Not look at why things aren't being created, but keep creating. Whether you write a song that's never going to be published or never going to be heard, which mine is, I'm claiming that right now, or you write a poem, or you go out and create a beautiful bunch of flower arrangements, whatever it is, create something.
And that's what and we're that doing. We're drawing new floor plans, and we're creating our new home. Whenever we get into one of those stuck spots, we're doing that, and how we want it, and how beautiful it's going to be.
Beautiful.
I'm loving creating, and you were brilliant on Jennifer's show. I wanted to say that. I heard that, and it was just what I needed to hear that night.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Anne, so much. Well, I'm passionate about this. I just did this new tape series around the Four Cornerstones, and I got to tell you, the channel was nothing short of brilliant. When I went back to edit them, I went... And I said on Jennifer's show, because I said, look, guys, I don't want some more, you know, namby-pamby, wow, this is just something else to sell shit. Give me the real stuff, or I don't want it at all. Give me, and I literally asked them, and I've had some of my trusted colleagues, I say trusted because I only work with a very, very few. And absolutely, if we keep these four cornerstones in alignment and live them, that's all we need for creation.
Dia, there's one other one you put that I had talked to you about once, and that's like when I go to bed, I ask my angels and guides is to ask for, and I do that every night when I go to bed, for things to be delivered to me in love and ease. And I really got, since I lost all my notes and all my downloads, that I had written a book, Inside Out, and I got it was for me only. And I got that's what I'm supposed to do now. I'm supposed to go inside because I do have all the answers.
Oh, honey, we all have all the answers.
I know, but you know how I've been running around
. I do. Even in our little thing with Sheila Gale, baby, that's what, you know.
Yep.
That's what I said to you.
You've been telling me that for a long time.
I know,
it's a crossfire for me to get it.
I celebrate that you got it, and I celebrate that everybody is hearing the difference in your vibration that you got it. Thanks for calling in, sweetheart.
Thank you. I love you.
I love you too, baby.
Bye-bye.
And Tasha, how's the lung? My God, this is a health show today.
Yeah, it is. My lung is very well. I went to the doctor last Thursday, which was my birthday. I am now 42 and very happy.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. And, yeah, basically my lungs sound really good and really symmetrical. So, and there was still a lot of physical discomfort. And yesterday I had a short walk and sort of went to the park and sat in the sun and basically claimed very, very loving, consistent health for myself. And today I'm walking around and I can feel a lot of the physical discomfort is already falling off. It's disappearing. There's still the occasional twinge, but it's much better even than just yesterday already.
Yeah, I get a big yes on that. And they just keep saying to me, breathe in the breath of life. I think I said that to you before. Did I give you that before?
Breathe
in the breath of life. I thought I emailed that to you maybe. But anyway, be conscious that you are breathing in the breath of life and that you have absolutely decided to stay here.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'll do that. Yeah.
Okay, is there anything else for Ms. Tasha? Great. Thank you for letting us know that you're so much improved. And
well, yeah. I wanted to thank you also because you really helped me a lot to see how to, you know, obviously this work is where to go, not just when stuff is bad, but also when stuff is good.
Oh,
you know?
Especially.
So, yeah.
I often say, all of you, you know, the most important time for you to create is when things are good, because mm-hmm. when things are good, you're in the vibration already, and whatever you're creating shows up, as we know, a month, 2 months, 3 months, a year after that moment of creation. So
yeah.
Right now, you're creating this moment of now and recreating the future and creating the present all at the same time. So,
good stuff.
All right, darling. Much love to you, Tasha.
And to you.
Bye. And we're going to Erica in Georgia. Hi, honey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. What can we do for you?
Okay, so I was calling because, you know, a couple months back, I left my job and I told you how scared I was and everything. And it was just 4 years and I was terrified to make the jump.
But you did.
Well,
and
I did.
Did it well,
and I love
didn't
it.
You?
And I love it.
Good.
And every time I go back to visit my old job, it doesn't feel like home anymore. It feels like I'm in the completely right place. I feel like I'm in alignment with the universe as far as doing what the universe wants me to do and helping mothers raise better children, more aware children, more aware parents. Just feel like I'm really just in alignment with that. But I also feel like I'm being tested on one hand, because lately I've been really good with my money, with managing my money, because, you know, with getting a new job after graduating, you make more money.
Uh-huh.
But the last couple of weeks I have just, I don't know, it almost feels like it's subconscious. I usually write down what I spend immediately, and I balance my money. And I've just been avoiding doing that with the last couple
okay.
paychecks.
I've got your answer already. It's just one of those ways. Basically, the first thing I heard was it's not that you're not worth it, but that you shouldn't be making this much. And so you have to kind of sabotage yourself so that you keep yourself at a certain level. And
yes.
Yeah, well, stop it. Stop it.
And, you know, I've been trying to go easier on myself, because the last couple times it's happened, I've been, like, really just down on myself, disappointed in myself, which is the worst feeling in the world, is when you're disappointed in yourself. But I'm trying
well, yes,
to.
Yes, but that's the game we all play. That's the mm-hmm. same game as I'm going to weigh 120 pounds. Oh, but that cookie looks so good. I'll just have one.
Yeah, and I'm trying to relax my most of the instead of stressing about every little thing.
Well, yeah, that doesn't do you any good. That just makes you, you know, subconsciously go, well, see, I knew I wasn't worth it, so I'll
yeah.
sabotage myself again. So what I want you to do is just stop and go at the end of every day, okay, do I love myself? Hopefully you'll get a yes. Well, if I love myself, I should write down my finances and my spending today so I'm aware of that, because I love myself and I really want to love myself so much that I handle my money well.
That's true. That's right.
Okay. That, you see, there's nothing illusionary about doing that. The universe is not going to do that for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Your guides and angels are not going to do that for you. They're there to support you in doing it for yourself.
Yeah, like on the one hand, I feel like everything's going so well, and I feel like I'm in tune with the universe and where I should be. And that other part of me is like fighting against it, like the subconsciously, like, you don't need to be, you, like you said, you don't deserve to be in tune with the universe.
Okay,
so.
Well, so decide that you do deserve to be, Erica. You know, this is just a progression. Everything's in alignment, guys. When things like this come up, it's just, you get to go to the fourth grade without going through the third grade. That's what's going on. You're bringing yet another level of yourself up to be conscious about and redirect and create something new so that all of us is integrated toward what we say we want. That's what's going on. So don't bash yourself about everything. Just go, oh, well, I realize I'm not doing that. So either it's not that important to me, or if it is that important to me, I really am going to love myself enough to do what I want to do, which is manage my money well.
Okay.
Or, you know, eat what I need to eat to lose that weight. Or not associate with the people who bring me down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? These are the choices, you remember. I am the power that makes the choice. I am the power that makes the choice. That's all it is, Erica, okay?
Okay. I love you. Bye.
I love you too, baby. Nice to hear from you.
All right. Bye.
Okay, Louise, I can take you if you go really fast. What's up? Louise in Pennsylvania, are you there? Well, hold on. Okay, we've got Renee in Tennessee on. Are you there?
Hi. Yes. Hi, Dee. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. Quickly.
Okay, I'm on a perfect call. I'm having a hard time looking away from reality because I moved to a new apartment last month. And ever since I've been in it, the landlord has had cameras in every unit. Well, in my unit, not all the other units in the bathroom. She can see me in the living quarters. And it's been extremely stressful since I've been here. I overheard the tenants talking about me all the time, and I overheard a conversation last night.
Okay, Renee.
So what am I doing to bring this in?
Well, you're defining yourself as a victim.
Okay.
And that's the easiest, and they're saying to me, and all of this is done out of love. Sometimes it's tough love, but they're saying to me to tell you, you have defined yourself that way all your life. Is it true that you got bullied in school, in grade school?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So
yeah.
This is a past life thing. It started in the womb. Did you have a traumatic birthing? With your mom, were you wanted?
Yes, I think so, yeah.
Okay, was it a hardship for her in any way?
I don't think so, but they may have had money issues, so maybe it was a financial hardship for them, so maybe.
Well, they're saying it's many past lives, more than 13. It started in the womb this lifetime, and really none of that matters. What matters is that you decide right now in this moment that you are going to define yourself as a victor that the world celebrates and takes care of,
okay,
respects and supports. You got to turn that around. And
okay,
as far as the cameras in your apartment, I'm sure that is illegal.
It is. And
well, then you've got to you've got to take steps on that.
I did.
Okay.
But she's not following the guidelines. So I'll take the steps again.
Yes, but take the steps knowing that you're in the right and that the world is going to honor you. You see, if you see a world that is not honoring you, no matter what steps you take, you've got to be dishonored. So how do I see me? How do I see the world? And how do I see the world seeing me? All of those have to come together. All right, please let
Thank
us
you.
Know, Renee, and really love yourself enough to start seeing yourself as a victorious person here. Okay?
Okay, I will.
All right,
Thank
darling.
You. Thank you. Bye.
Oh, my gosh. I always wish I had more and more and more and more hours with all of you. We have to sign off. I should have signed off a minute ago. Please, if you have not signed up for the webinar, please join me tomorrow. Until we meet again, love yourselves. Oh, my God, look in the mirror and say, I am magnificent, and love yourselves more because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.